Hey, it's Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM, Nudia in the afternoon here with you. We are talking about an event happening this week. Our sister station, WBEZ, is putting on Green Light for Change, a community forum, and traffic stop reform. Now, this is going to be this Saturday, December 7th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Advocates will speak about reform efforts using the courts and through policy. They will also be hosting a Know Your Rights workshop. This effort is in collaboration between journalists and the Investigative Project and Race and Equality in partnership with Free to Move Coalition. Now, with me today, I have Data Projects Editor from our sister station, WBEZ, Alden Lowry, here with us. Hello.
Hey, how you doing there, Nudia?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Tell us a little bit more about this event. I mean, it looks like there's a lot going on. There's a lot of data. How do you put together to present something like this?
This, for us, started with a joint project WBEZ did with the Investigative Project on Race and Equity. More than a year ago, we looked at traffic stops, not happening just in Chicago, but happening all across the state of Illinois, and spanning more than 20 years worth of data, all the way back to 2003, 2004. And what we found was just the growing number of traffic stops that were happening in Chicago, happening across the state. And also the increase in the disproportionate number of those stops, particularly for Black drivers, but also for Latino drivers, of just being stopped more often. Back in 2004, I think statewide Black drivers made up about 17% of individuals who were stopped by police. And in 2023, the most recent year, the data we have, that percentage is over 30%. So things have been growing, but then also the number of stops have been growing, particularly in the city of Chicago. Just in 2015, there were about 85,000 traffic stops in Chicago. And in 2023, there were 535,000. So a lot more traffic stops happening, a lot more Black drivers, a lot more brown drivers being stopped. And so this event is a way to publicly share that data and then also share a number of things that people are doing essentially to address traffic stops, particularly what are called pretextual traffic stops. And that's the notion that police pull you over for a busted taillight or you didn't have your headlights on. But what they're really stopping you for is the opportunity to detain you for a few moments so that they can check you out to see if you've committed or if you're if you got a warrant or other things like that. So they're looking for deeper crimes, but they're using the traffic stop or the traffic violation as a pretext for that deeper examination. So yeah, so it's an opportunity to share the data for advocates to talk about the things that they are looking to do with regards to reform, but also to engage with individuals around their own experiences with police. What troubles have they had? And to be able to answer their questions. So folks have questions around, so what do I do when I get stopped? You know, what kind of documentation do I need in order to make sure that I come out of that situation with the least amount of harm to themselves? And there's also things that people are just unaware of. People may think that, you know, if an officer asks to search the car, that they have to acquiesce to that. And the answer to that is actually, no, you don't. So this is an opportunity for folks to kind of know their rights as well. So in addition to myself and individuals from Impact for Equity, the Free to Move Coalition, there will also be folks there from First Defense Legal Aid, and they will actually be there to have essentially one-on-one sessions with folks who are in attendance where they can share with them, hey, this situation happened to me. What could I have done? What can I do moving forward? So on and so forth. So people can actually get some real clear kind of legal advice with regard to traffic stops and how they should handle themselves. And if they're involved in a situation, what can they do moving forward?
So this event not only shares the data, but you also have these amazing groups that are going to be there to give out more information and possibly help future things not escalate or not move to a place where you might need some legal advice
right. I mean, and then also for people to have awareness, knowing what situations or how you should approach or even conduct yourself during a traffic stop, but also what things should you have in place to protect yourself in the event that you do get stopped? So if there are certain types of documentation that you have, what should those things be? And then there are also questions, I think, that are important for people to know with regard, particularly with regard to weapons. So if you are a concealed carry, if you have a concealed carry license, or if you don't have a concealed carry, but you have a FOID card or FOID license, there are people who believe that because they have a FOID card, if they get pulled over by police and they happen to have a gun in the car, that they're protected. And the answer to that is actually not quite. In Illinois, you are not allowed to transport a weapon inside the vehicle where it's reachable for you unless you have a concealed carry permit. If you just have a FOID card, that gun has to be packed away and out of your reach. So it actually had to be in a locked case and like in your trunk or something like that. So there have been a number of individuals. One of the stories that we did as part of our investigation was we looked at, while the traffic stops were increasing in Chicago, so were the number of people who were arrested for unlawful use of a weapon as a result of a traffic stop. And those numbers have gone through the roof in Chicago. A lot of the people that we talked to who work with the Cook County Public Defender's Office told us that there's this misperception that if I've got a FOID card,
you're fine.
I'm okay. I can carry my gun with me. And actually, that's not quite accurate. So there have been a number of people who ended up, as a result of a traffic stop, you know, maybe they ran a red light or they did something else. What ended up resulting from that was they were actually being arrested for a gun charge, which, you know, in Illinois can carry a 3-year sentence. So,
oh, wow.
So it can be very, the consequences of people not knowing that information can be very severe. Again, though, if you don't have a concealed carry, that weapon needs to be in a locked case and it needs to be in your trunk or somewhere that is out of your reach in the vehicle. If it is not, you could conceivably be arrested for unlawful, but they've changed the name of the law now from unlawful use of a weapon to unlawful possession of a weapon. But still, it still carries the same penalty. And you could literally end up in jail for 1 to 3 years.
I was going to say, they both sound scary. Yeah. They both sound like scary charges.
Indeed, indeed.
This event is only 2 hours long, but it sounds like there's a lot that's going to be happening. What else could people take away from the event?
I think people can take away the knowledge that there is actually a community that is on two levels, that there are people out here who are experiencing exactly what you're experiencing. Traffic stops, I would say, you know, good or bad, traffic stops have been, particularly in Chicago, a law enforcement tool. CPD, even on their website, they list their kind of district strategies, and a number of their districts include traffic stops as a tool that they use to address robbery, homicides, carjackings, things of that nature. And it's not just a Chicago thing. I think that's just part of the culture in law enforcement, that they view traffic stops as almost a necessity in terms of them doing their jobs, in terms of patrol and things of that nature. And if that is the reality, then the public needs to also be aware that that's how police officers are looking and utilizing traffic stops, and knowing that the consequences of those stops could be not just an inconvenience, but you could literally have your car searched. It could be much deeper consequences as a result of a traffic stop. And in very rare occasions, as we know, regrettably, we saw Dexter Reed Jr. killed in a traffic stop earlier this year. We also saw, I'm not sure if it was this year or last year, but we also saw Enrique Martinez, a Chicago police officer, who was killed during a traffic stop. So these can be very dangerous situations. And so people can know that there's information, there's support, and there are people that know the law and know, hey, here are the best ways for you to conduct yourselves during a traffic stop. Here are the best ways if there are questions that are asked of you by police officers. Here's how you know you're right so you can be equipped to handle those situations. And then here's how you can prepare for those traffic, because inevitably, and given the fact that 500,000 stops are conducted in Chicago every year, sooner or later, especially if you're in a black or brown or a Latino neighborhood, sooner or later, you're going to get pulled over. And so this is the way that you kind of put yourselves in the best position to be ready for that those occurrences.
Thank you so much, Alden Lowry. He is a data and projects editor here at WBEZ. And again, this event, Green Light for Change, a community forum on traffic stops reform, is going to be Saturday, December 7th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And this is over at the Front Porch, 1130 West 51st Street in Chicago. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Hey, Nudie, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Vocalo, and on TikTok at vocalo.radio.